So understanding that this program is to be targeting surgeons, and so we have a different sort of educational objective in terms of, you know, this discussion, could you talk a little bit about the issue of what kind of systemic therapy with radiation is utilized? What's the efficacy, but particularly what are the side effects and risks?
When you do neoadjuvant treatment?
Right.
Probably the study that articulates the issues right now best is NSABP-R04.
Mm-hmm.
The German study used basically bolus 5-FU plus radiation therapy. We've tended typically to give continuous dosing, and many people have routinely substituted capecitabine for
oral,
the 5-FU.
Which is
an oral 5-FU.
Right, essentially.
Prodrug.
Right,
prodrug. And in NSABP-R04, the control arm is standard radiotherapy with infusional 5-FU, but it's what's called a 2x2 study design, where one arm of four is also capecitabine radiation.
So get rid of the pump.
Correct. And the other is with the oxaliplatin added. There are about 17 large trials that I know of, phase 2 trials, of various schemas of oxaliplatin and 5-FU. Oxaliplatin synergizes with 5-FU. It's also synergistic with radiation therapy. It's a tolerable platinate. The dosing is either weekly, biweekly, or three-weekly. We typically use biweekly for toxicity and scheduling purposes. But if you look with 5-FU and radiation in any study, the pathologic complete response rate, that is when they do the whatever surgery they're going to, they find absolutely no viable tumor in the specimen, is typically anywhere between 11 and 13%. It's very tight in both prospective and retrospective series. In most of the oxaliplatin studies, the path CR rate ranges anywhere from the high teens well into the early 30s. And what's very clear from the German trial and from other trials is when they use a four-point grading system, for example, you know, no apparent effect, obviously dead tumor, some cells, maybe not viable, no cells. The people who are downstaged to T0, N0, and no apparent viable cells have a much better outcome. So basically, when you do the surgery, within a week after surgery, you can give your patient pretty significant information, which is, look, you personally are at very low risk of recurrence. Now, a caveat is that many people then think it gives them carte blanche not to give postoperative adjuvant chemotherapy. But the truth is that those data were generated from the German trial in which everybody got postoperative therapy. So you can't do backward reasoning and say, well, maybe they didn't need it.
So I guess just for practical purposes, what I see right now is that people who receive neoadjuvant chemotherapy / radiation almost always have post-op adjuvant chemotherapy recommended, and usually like a total of hope maybe 6 months.
It's actually an additional 4 months. We
right,
count so
right.
The whole package deal, what typically happens is it's about 5.5 to 6 weeks of radiation and chemo. And then most surgical oncologists wait at least 6, if not 8 to 10 weeks for maximal tumor shrinkage. You have surgery, and then 4 to 6 weeks after surgery, you start 4 cycles or 4 months of chemotherapy.